Hello and welcome to our Christmas Advent this year. Can you believe it's almost Christmas? This is the first of 25 Advent reflections that will run up to and including Christmas Day. And so you're very welcome and thank you for joining us. We're going to be looking at our theme, Longing for Joy, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a brief introduction as to what you might be able to expect. So this year we're starting the journey, the story of Christmas, with this theme, Longing for Joy. And the Christmas season is often described as joyful or full of lights and music and celebration, and there's so much familiarity about it. And yet I do know that for many of us, stepping into December carries something possibly much quieter. Maybe there's a tiredness or questions or anxieties or losses and hopes that feel slow to arrive or perhaps even non-existent. And even when life is good, there is often still a sense that we are waiting for something more. This longing isn't failure, it's part of the human condition. It's also part of faith. God's people knew that longing well. It was a longing that stretched across centuries, generation after generation, hoping, praying, watching and waiting for God to send the one who would save and restore and bring joy again. And as we journey through this Advent season, we're going to walk with the prophets who looked ahead to see what the joy might look like, the parents who trusted God with the unknown, the shepherds who were completely surprised by joy, the pilgrims and travellers who followed the signs of joy, and the worshippers whose hearts were awakened by God's promise. Their longing was real, and so is ours. And the joy that came to them in Jesus comes to us too. We begin this journey where the Bible itself begins with the story of joy in a garden. So today's reflection is entitled Joy Begins with a Promise. Before there were Christmas hymns or nativity scenes or candlelight services, there was a garden, a beautiful garden where joy was natural and effortless, where Adam and Eve walked with God in close relationship, and there was peace and there was love. There was no fear or shame or separation, just this perfect belonging. And then there came this moment where everything changed. A lie was believed, a choice was made, trust was fractured, and joy was broken and lost. The garden that once had echoed with laughter now filled with hiding and blame. The ground that once had brought life really easily now is covered in thorns. The hearts that once rested in God now felt the unfamiliar weight of fear. And this is when longing entered the human story. And yet right there in the middle of the pain, before Adam and Eve even knew how to ask for forgiveness, God spoke a promise. And he said, you, the descendants of Adam and Eve, us, will crush his head, the head of the liar, and he will only bruise your heel. You can find that scripture in Genesis 3:15. And this is the first whisper of Christmas, the first flicker of hope, the first announcement of joy to come. You see, God hadn't abandoned his creation. He didn't abandon that. He did not say, fix yourselves and return to me when you're ready. He came toward them in love, even in their failure. And this promise points forward to Jesus, the one who would enter our world, take on our human life, face temptation and sorrow, take our sin upon himself, and ultimately crush the power of evil and death. So the story of joy begins not when everything is happy and not when everything is fixed, but when God promised to restore what was broken. Joy does not come from our circumstances being perfect. We will be waiting a long time, if that were the case. Joy comes from knowing that God has not left us, and he will not leave us. He is always working, redeeming, always coming near. Some of us today are carrying places in our lives that feel like the garden right after the fall. Places where something feels lost or damaged, uncertain or out of reach, places where joy feels far away. The Advent season invites us to do something very simple and quite sacred, to name those places honestly before God, to allow ourselves to feel the longing, and then to make a choice to trust. Gently trust that God is already moving towards us, even if we cannot see him. Because even before Adam and Eve knew how to hope again, God had already begun the work of restoration. Before they knew how to hope again. So you don't have to feel joyful to begin this journey. You don't have to fix your life or understand everything. You don't have to pretend. Because joy doesn't come from those places. Joy begins with a promise. A promise that God spoke all those centuries before. And the same God who spoke hope into the garden speaks hope over your life now. I really pray that you can hear him. So where in your life do you feel the longing for joy? Can you dare to believe that God is already at work in that place? What might it look like to wait with openness rather than despair? Let's pray. God of all hope, thank you that all joy begins with you. Thank you that from the very beginning you have been a God who comes close, is coming close, always comes close. Where I feel longing or sadness or uncertainty, help me to trust that you are already working, already healing, already moving towards me in love. Teach me to wait with hope and lead me on this journey to joy. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Christmas, everybody, and God bless you all.